Well, thank you, Kathy. Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. This is the last match of the evening, and Mineota's number one ranked by the guillotine, Trent Esping. He's going up against Brady Berg from Barnesville. Esping a junior and Berg a senior, and they just started the match and out there just kind of going around, working on some hand control. You can tell a lot by the strength of the wrists and the hands doing stuff like that. And Esping is a big young man, just a junior, and he's been in the state tournament a number of years.
Yeah, he's quite a bit bigger than Berg. Berg is.
Yeah, look at his lower body, big, look like trunks of trees there.
Yep.
And I've been watching him wrestle heavyweights in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. He's a fun one to watch.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
He won his first match over Jared Rabbit from Deer River, and then also Badger Greenbush Middle River, Devin Prius, and then Josh Hansen from Canby. So, and Josh came back and took fifth place. So Section 3A is doing very well at the heavyweight weight class. No scoring, really not a whole lot of attempts by either wrestler.
Both wrestlers aren't going to risk anything. Wait till they get down on the mat. Hope they get the right flip of the disc. And
I think that's pretty much Trent's style. I think if the other guy comes in and does something, then he'll react to him. But he likes the referee's position better, both down and riding.
Esping is going to be down here at the start of the second period. As Dick said, still 0-0.
Esping tries to stand up, and now he's up on his feet. Berg trying to lift him up and bring him down, and Esping turns away from Berg and gets the escape right on the edge of the mat. So that took a whole 10 seconds. A good movement there by Esping, showed some speed.
Yeah, he got up to his feet and was peeling Brady Berg's hands apart, and finally got to the edge, and he just separated them and spun really quick for a big guy like that, and got the separation to get the one-point escape. In the AAA match, there was a pin in about, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds maybe. So that mat is already empty and done with. So
yeah, he's a three-time state champion.
Yeah.
Gabe. So we're back on our feet here. Berg pretty much content. Well, he's not going to go underneath Esping. We know that. He's going to have to spin around or duck under or something.
Yeah, they were in a little body lock there early in the first period, but both separated, and they've never been back into that. So little respect by each guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Now Trent's in on a nice underhook on the left side. Had Berg jacked up a little bit, but Berg whips his arm out and gets out of it. They go back to hand fighting and positions. Trent's in on a double underhook on Berg here, and just about takes him down as they go out of bounds.
Well, he did a nice move there.
Yep.
Almost had he had a little more room, he tried to keep his toes in bounds. He didn't have Berg down, but he did try to get the takedown on him.
Showed some pretty quick feet by Berg, too.
Yeah.
Trent was reaching for his feet, and he was backing up. Most heavyweights can't back up that easy, and he covered ground to get out of the reach of Trent Esping while he was reaching for him.
Well, we're under 10 seconds left in the second period. Just the one to nothing lead by Esping via the escape right away in the beginning of the second period. So it will be Berg's choice for the third period. And he chooses down. He's got to get out of there, otherwise Esping's going to break him down. Then you got to do push-ups with a man that size on you.
And Trent jumps up.
Yep.
Almost got a cradle connected, and as Trent was trying to connect that, Berg was able to step up and turn away. So it's 1-1 right now.
Tip. One thing that Mineota works a lot on those cradles, and you know he tried to do it as Berg was standing up and couldn't get it. So now the somebody's got to get a takedown. Working on some moving around, working more on some hand control. Now, Esping kind of went in there and pummeled in and tried to get into a body lock, but could not. So I think Berg maybe has more strength than he appears.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He's not a real physical-looking kid, but he's awful fast for a kid his size. I mean, a couple times that, like where he did the stand-up there to get away, I mean, he really moved quick.
Well, we're right at the minute mark, so 60 seconds left in the match. Still dotted up at one apiece.
This could be one of them that go a few extra periods here. Pretty evenly matched kids.
There, Esping did an underhook, but came back out of ways.
Now Berg tries an underhook on Esping's right side. Esping steps back in and has got a double underhook right now on him, trying to jack Berg up, but Berg won't let Esping get inside.
He keeps his legs back, his hips back. And no, most of the time now, except for now, most of the time on their feet have been right in the middle. You'd think one of them would want to go towards the edge of the circle, which they just did.
Yeah, and Trent Esping got warned for stalling as he backed off the mat there. Berg kept pressuring in. Now Esping in on a deep underhook, double underhook, trying to get him rocked. Not much time, 5 seconds to go. He wants to be careful. Both wrestlers are probably a little bit slippery right now, so they're having a hard time locking into anything.
Here we go, overtime. 1 minute, sudden death. You get a takedown. It's over.
Well, at the last 15, 20 seconds there, Trent got into a couple of pretty nice underhooks and had Berg jacked up, but obviously, like we talked about, Berg is stronger than he looked.
Yeah. And now 6 minutes into the match, they're a little greasy, too. Get a little slippery. Oh, Eric Esping.
Berg actually, or Esping initiated the throw. Berg re-rolled him. Trent Esping actually re-rolled Berg to get the takedown in the first period of overtime, so he is the state champ.
Yep.
State champion in 285.
Trent Esping went in there on a body lock and was trying to take Berg down. Berg, once he touched the mat, no takedown was awarded yet, and he just kept continuous motion and rolled, and then Esping rolled right over, so it looked like Esping had the takedown initially, then Berg rolled a little bit, and if he could have stopped, he could have had the takedown, but the Esping re-rolled and got the takedown.
Right to it. Fantastic motion that last 10, 15 seconds for two big guys. They covered a lot of ground and threw a couple different moves in there, so yeah, great finish.
Well, true to the guillotine, he's been ranked number one all season long, but he's had a lot of close matches. He's used to that pressure, evidently, and came back with a 3-1 victory in overtime. Well, that concludes the state tournament. Need a couple minutes break, and then I'm going to do a complete wrap-up of all 17 wrestlers here that we've been covering. We'll be back after this. Well, welcome back to the Xcel Energy Session. The state tournament is now over for the 2016-17 year, and it's been a good one. Some good news, the attendance of this year broke last year's attendance. It's not a record by any means, but to get in 3 days, they got 56,541 people in here. So that's a lot of people watching wrestling, and on eight mats, and then six mats, and then now three mats. And so it's just been a great experience for everybody involved. We covered, Q92's covered 17 area wrestlers, two from Mortonville, four from Canby, eight from Mineota, and then three more from Dawson Boyd, Lacaparo, Montevideo United. I will do the United wrestlers last. But this is how things went. I'm going to talk about the Ortonville wrestlers first. They brought two down here at the state tournament. 170-pound Elijah Kloos and the 285-pound Nick Miska. And it's been probably 15, maybe more years than that when Ortonville has brought two. So they're doing something good up at that program there, Joe Eustace and Tom Crowett. And unfortunately, both of them are seniors. Elijah Kloos, in his first match, he won by fall at the 355 mark over Morgan Moriano from Westfield, which is Blooming Prairie Hayfield. The next match he lost by fall in the first period to Alex Reppering from Staples Motley. He came back in the wrestlebacks and won 4-2 over Noah Scott from Camby. And then in the match to go into the place, he lost 10-1 by Mason Hunt from Goodhue. But he came down here, he wrestled four matches, got some great rewards for his efforts all the time, and ended up with a 33-10 record. And I know he'll be greatly missed by that Ortonville Trojan wrestling team. Another senior, a fellow senior at the 285-pound weight class, is Nick Miska. He won his first match, 3-1 over Nick Former from Norwood Young America, and then he lost in the wrestlebacks by fall at the 125 mark to Jet Stewart from New York Vales, and also lost the next round by fall in the second period to Alex Oswald from Pine Island. So he came down here, he was awarded for his years of service for the Trojans in wrestling, picked up a win and two losses, and he's got lasting memories, and once again, they did a great job. Camby brought four wrestlers. First off, Nick Anthony at 152 pounds. His parents are Ron and Barb, and he lost his first match 8-1 to Sam Norquist from Zumbrota Mazeppa, and Nick Anthony was a returning state entrant for Camby. Unfortunately, Norquist lost his first match, so Nick Anthony went one and out, one and done, but finished his senior year with two state trips last year and this year, and did a good job. I'm sure Camby will miss his leadership. Did a nice job. At 170 pounds, Noah Scott, also a senior, lost by fall in the first period to Alex Epperding from Staples Motley, and Epperding won, so Noah Scott got a wrestle back, but there he lost to Elijah Kloos from Ortonville 4-2, thus being out of the tournament, ended his senior year with a 13-12 record, but once again, good leadership, and Camby did a nice job this year. Gary Stokes and his crew did a nice job, and the next couple guys I'm going to talk about that were in the state tournament are both coming back. One is a sophomore, and Evan Stokes, Gary's son. His parents are Gary and Vicky. He lost his first match to Jake Eckham Rock from New York Mills in a fall in the first period, and then in the third period lost to Matt Crummett from Piers, thus being out of the tournament 29-11, but he will be back just a sophomore at the 195 pounds, so he'll be one of those anchors on that Lancer team. I think I might have failed to mention the parents of Noah Scott, Steve and Carrie, so great career and season for Noah Scott. And then Josh Hansen, he was a fun one to watch. He always is. And his parents are Jason and Jody. His first match he won by fall at 519 over Tanner Hertzwerk from Sibley East. And then he won 6-4 over Walker Niebauer from Holdingford, thus putting him into the semi finals for the right to go to the championship. And guess who he had to wrestle? He had to wrestle the guy that beat him in the section tournament, Nick Esping, Trent Esping, who eventually became the state champion. Josh lost in that match by a score of 11-3, came back, and lost for the right to go to third place by fall in the second period to Alex Osvard, but from Pine Island. But then in the fifth place match, he won. So won by fall at the 356 mark, and so he ended his junior season with a win and a fifth place medal. He's on the podium. He won that match over Jeff Stewart from New York Mills, and just a great experience for him. He wrestled five matches down here. So that's the Canby Lancers and the Ortonville Trojans. Now for Mineota, they brought eight wrestlers down here, no particular weight class order. First off, Teddy Pesch is a sophomore. His parents are J.D. and Paula. He lost a 7-1 to Tanner Schomerhorn from Frazee, and then he did get his wrestle back, but he lost a tough 3-0 match to Seth Johnson from Osakis. But being a sophomore, he ended his season with a 23-17 record, and he'll be back. He'll be back hungry for another return trip his junior year. At 145, Cole Van Overbeck, a senior. Mark and Kathy are his folks. He also had two matches. He lost 8-5 to Adam Traeger from BBE, and then lost 13-1 to Chandler Mooney from Roseau, thus being eliminated from the tournament. Ended his senior year with a 31-12 record, but being a senior on that Mineota Viking team, he will be missed. He's one of the leaders of that team. At 160 pounds, Sean Bicey, just a sophomore. Dave and Joy are his folks. He lost 13-5 to Bailey O'Reilly from Goodhue, and then lost 3-0 to Luke Wilson from Lou Sewers Henderson, thus being eliminated from the tournament, but he got two matches in. So if he lost to the good O'Reilly, and then they got a wrestle back as O'Reilly went on, and I think O'Reilly became a state champ. So he did a good job, ended his sophomore year at that 21-12 mark, and will be one of the future leaders in, of the Canby Lancer team. And then Brent Bicey at 113 pounds, he's a junior. Jeff and Rhonda are his folks. He won 4-2 over Michael Miller from Frazee. He won also 4-2 over Dylan McGee from Walker Hackensack. And then he lost in the semis to 6-2 to Payne Morton from Sibley East. He won his next match over Cannon Swanson from BBE, but for the third and fourth place match, he lost to Spencer Miller from Staples Motley, thus getting fourth place on the podium as a junior. At 132 pounds, Brandon Reese, a senior, closed out his wrestling career for the Vikings. Chad and Mariah are his folks. He won his first match 13-8 over Seth Borsvard from Kenya Wanamango. He won 16-5 in the quarterfinals over Trey Fairbanks from Deer River. Then he lost in overtime, a heartbreaking 6-4 loss to Tanner Reitz from Frazee. He won 6-0 over Alex Borgard from Wyndham Mountain Lake, and then the first person he wrestled in the tournament that he beat 13-8 avenged that loss, and from Kenyon, and he defeated Brandon 9-2, thus Brandon fourth place in the tournament. His senior year, ended the season with a 32-6 record, and he will be missed not only for his ability but for his leadership. Next would be Austin Dvomek at 138-pound weight class, also a senior. Tim and Kelly are his folks. Tim helped us out with the broadcasts throughout the season. Won his first match 16-1 over Peyton Scheifbert being from Kimball, a loss of 4-2 to Brett Olson from Grand Middle, Leroy Ostrander. He won his next match over Owen Novak, 5-3 from Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. He won his next match over Dylan Rinnegan from KMS. He lost in overtime, 2-0 to Brady Tweeton from Barnesville. And then in the fifth place match, defeated Tommy Witzleff from Sibley East, 5-3. He wrestled six times in the tournament in 2 days, ended up in fifth place, and closed out a great career and a senior year. Had some injury problems. Only wrestled 24 matches, 18-6 was his record, but he was on that state tournament team a few years back and has been in the state tournament individually for the past 3 years. At 182, Alex Bartell, also a senior. Dan and Kathy are his folks. He won a 6-3 over Jesus Corato from St. James. He won in the quarterfinals 13-3 over Noah Profert from Holdingport. He lost 3-1, another overtime to Brett Kastner from Piers. He won his next match in the wrestlebacks for the right to go to the third place match. He won that match 12-4 over Austin Wernick from Caledonia Harmony. And in the third place match, he won 5-3 over Josh Soiney from New London Spicer. So he wrestled five times in the tournament and closed out his senior year with a 28-7 record. Another leader for the team. He will be greatly missed by the Vikings next year. And then finally, the match that just got over, Trent Esping, a junior, is now 32-2. Tony and Tammy are his folks. He won 2-1 over Jared Rabbit from Deer River. Then he won 6-0 in the 6-1 in the semifinals over Devin Prius from Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. In the semis won 11-3 over Josh Hansen from Canby, and in the finals he defeated Ben Brady from Barnesville in overtime. Another overtime match, four of them for the Vikings. This one he won, and he is a 2016-17 state champ. 3-1 in overtime. He was ranked number one in Class A all year long and did a great job, and he'll be back. I've watched him wrestle since seventh grade, and every year he gets better and better and better. So a good job by the Minnesota Vikings. They had five on the podium, highlighted by all of them, but especially by Trent Esping at heavyweight. And then finally, the three United wrestlers. First off, Cole Bungart at 220 pounds. Senior, his parents are Joe and Lisa. He lost by fall at 210 to Zachary Jacks from Mankato West, who was the state champion. Then he won a 5-3 match over Alana Robs from Blake. And in the next match, the right to go to the medal round, he lost by fall to John Allen from Fridley. Closing out his senior season at a 26-10 record, and career record unofficially at 63-49. A great leader, a great young man, and he will really be missed by the United team next year. And I know he'll be cheering United on. Mason Hutt at 285, a fellow senior. David and Mavis are his folks. He lost 5-1 to Walker Grisick from Delano, and Grisick got beat the next round, so unfortunately Mason Hutt only had one match here in the state tournament, but you know what, he was able to come down here and participate. He's been a fun one to watch. I know I made the comment a few years ago, remember that name, and 74 victories unofficially in his career, and 28-5 on the season, and another one that his leadership and his attitude will be missed, his physical being also as well. Finally, at 152 pounds, Peyton Mortensen, a junior. Randy and Becca are his folks. He won his first match 7-4 over Lucas Van Dyke from Orono. Then he won 12-3 over Istvo Tifon from St. Paul Highland Park. In the semifinals, he lost 9-3 to Anthony Jackson from Simley, who became the eventual state champ at 152. He was also a state champ last year at 138, a quality wrestler, 9-3. And that was his first loss of the season. I think it was devastating for him. He lost the next match 10-3 to Connor Demon from Carlton Eskel Cloquet. And then in the fifth place match, he lost to Justin Schultz from Waconia, 8-0. Ended his junior year with 37 wins and 3 losses. I think he's at the 135 mark in his career victories, and will be a senior next year. So he was down here last year, went 1-2, and here he wrestled 5 matches as well, and did a great job. Will be one of the leaders once again for Team United. So that about wraps it up here for the 2017 State Wrestling Tournament. Once again, your grand total of attendance in the 3 days, 56,541. Very satisfied fans watch this tournament and were thoroughly entertained. So I want to thank Tim Devomek and Danny Lee for helping out broadcasting it. Two or three times we had 3 matches going on that we covered, and also Kathy and Molly Hacker and Maynard and Paul at the studio for running around and sometimes taping, sometimes doing broadcast, allowing us to do the live broadcast. All the sponsors that made this possible. Without your sponsorship, we would not be able to do this, and we certainly appreciate it, not only for wrestling, but all the activities that Paul Ramo and myself broadcast for you people in the listening audience. We appreciate that. So for QNET 92 Sports, it's been Dick Newman saying good night, everyone.